Thank you, Sue. Our final collection of items for this part are to do with health and well-being. This includes news of a mental health podcast and of charities trying to do their bit in helping with illness. A Norwich duo have set up a podcast to get more people talking about mental health in a bid to tackle the stigma surrounding mental illness. Chit Chat, the mental health podcast, has been set up by Jonathan Carr, aged 25, and his friend Jake Grimmer, aged 25. The duo, who have each had their own mental health struggles, including addiction, decided to create the podcast off the back of a weekly mental health event hosted by Bedford's Bar in Norwich. Mr. Carr co-owns Bedford's with his father, who set up the initial Chit Chat event. He said the idea for the podcast came from trying to encourage more people to attend the event. Mr. Carr, who has overcome drug addiction and has anxiety, said Chit Chat started in August and me and Jake were thinking that we wouldn't come if we didn't know anybody. So as a way of getting the message out and to reach a wider audience, we eventually thought, why not set up our own podcast? Anything to get the message across to thousands rather than 10 or so. After launching the podcast in December, the pair have recorded and broadcast 4 episodes on topics including anxiety and bipolar disorder. Chit Chat, the mental health podcast, can be found via Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn and SoundCloud.
Little Lifts was founded in November 2017 and was the idea of Owen Hackett, 33, from Balborough, who went through 6 rounds of chemotherapy for primary breast cancer from September 2014 to January 2015 at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It has now helped nearly 1,000 women undergoing chemotherapy for primary and secondary breast cancer across all NHS hospitals in Norfolk and Suffolk, by delivering care packages containing 25 items to improve patients' physical and emotional well-being. But due to demand, Mrs. Hackett, who has lived without cancer for the past 5 years, is selling boxes to people with breast cancer around the UK and abroad, including Japan, Germany, South Africa and Australia. The boxes, which range in size and contain items including eye masks, chocolate and moisturiser, can also be bought as a boost for men and women going through difficult times physically or mentally. Mrs. Hackett said, "By buying a box, you're making someone feel good and supporting a woman in Norfolk or Suffolk being treated for breast cancer." Women who receive the boxes in Norfolk and Suffolk hospitals are given them for free, and for every box sold through the online shop, 30% goes directly to the charity. The online shop was launched at the end of 2019, and since the charity was formed, 50 boxes have been sold. They are filled with donated items, and Mrs. Hackett wants to use more locally made and environmentally friendly products as well. Little Lifts, based at Beauthorpe Hall, relies on charity fundraisers, volunteers and support from corporate partners.
The Help at Home service, run by East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, E-A-C-H, has spread to Norfolk after the charity moved into its new central Norfolk base called The Nook in Framlingham Earl late last year. Before then, it could not run in the county due to limited space at the charity's former Norfolk hospice in Quiddenham. Jobs, including sibling support, homework help, shopping, collecting prescriptions, housework and cleaning, clearing out rooms and helping families move house, gardening and dog walking are carried out in family homes by volunteers through the Help at Home service. It started in 2016 at the Each Suffolk Treehouse Hospice after families raised the need for general home support to each royal patron, the Duchess of Cambridge. The service also runs in Cambridge, and the volunteer coordinator described Help at Home as very successful. But she appeared for volunteers from all areas of Norfolk. She added, "Anyone that has the time can volunteer." Volunteer Terry Marpole, 63, from Norwich, said, "It is an honour and a privilege to do something to make a difference to someone's life." For more information, visit www.each.org.uk.
An award-winning service which provides healthcare to the homeless is shutting its city centre base. Doctors, nurses and support workers at Norwich City Reach in Westwick Street help people who have difficulty accessing a GP practice, including rough sleepers, sex workers, asylum seekers and drug addicts. It also provides services for vulnerable people at hostels, refuges and day centres around the city. But Norfolk Community Health and Social Care, NHS Trust, NCHC, which runs the clinic, said it is closing in April this year. Instead, the service will be moved to GP practices and support workers will help people register. An NHS spokesman said, "The new model has been designed following extensive discussions with service users and professionals involved in this field." That is all from this part of Chatterbox. Soon, Sam Elmhurst and Tim Peters will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Trevor Wood.
And goodbye from me, Sophie Yeomans.